Good afternoon, Towson University. We have a great show planned for you today. I'm Ben Rosenbaum. It is 1:05, and you are listening to The Tailgate here on XTSR.org, putting the X back into the mix. Scott Gradofsky, my co-host, will join me momentarily, but right now, to my right, we have a very special guest from Towson University football, the captain of the Tigers, number 20, Jordan Dangerfield. Jordan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor.
So let's just jump right into it. Let's start at the beginning. Out of high school, you commit to Hofstra University. You have a solid freshman year there. You appear in, I think, every game for the Pride, and then started one or two towards the end of the season. But then, unfortunately, Hofstra cuts their football program. What was it like dealing with that kind of a situation?
It was a situation that I wouldn't want anybody else to go through. I mean, it was very hard. I mean, I thought I was going to be there for the next 4 years of my life when I made my decision. And then for it to come out of nowhere, it was very heartbreaking. And it was a downfall in my life, but I got back up and came here to Towson.
Now, obviously, you did come here to Towson. Yeah. What set Towson apart? Were there other schools you were looking at? What made you want to come here to Towson?
It was plenty of schools. I mean, it was very bad timing because it happened around December. And, you know, high school's just finishing up. Signing days in February, so that's when all the official visits start all around the nation. So, I mean, it had to be a quick process, and I knew that. And I was trying to leave Hofstra as soon as possible, like start my next semester at a different school that spring.
Yeah.
And Towson was moving the fastest, and when I came on my visit, I loved the atmosphere, I loved the town, I loved the students, I loved the football facilities, and I made my decision from there. Just felt like it was home, and that's how I made my decision.
So you come here to Towson. 3 years later, you finished with 258 career tackles. You know, I was looking through the stats last night, getting ready for the show, and in a lot of the games this past season, if you weren't the leading tackler, you were up there. How do you find yourself in the right position, it seems like, almost every single defensive down that you were in?
I mean, it's to the coaching staff with the defensive calls, you know, just being in the right spot at the right time. My teammates helping me out with that, too, but I just run to the ball, you know, get around. I love being around the ball and making that play, but pretty much trying to get the ball down, and I always just run to the ball.
And when you run to the ball, a lot of the times you knock it loose. I think anyone who's ever been to a Towson football game can remember a time where they heard Jordan Dangerfield on the forced fumble. Is there anything special you do? I mean, you look at someone like Chris Tillman in the NFL right now, who he's forcing fumbles left and right, it seems like. Is there anything special that goes into forcing a fumble on a certain hit?
I mean, most forced fumbles come from just coming up physical and bringing your hands through with the tackle. That's how most forced fumbles come. And I mean, all